Hey everyone, welcome back to Who's There. I'm your host, Allison. If you're new here, thank you for joining us. This is a podcast where I usually interview and talk to a horror fan every week to destigmatize our community, but not right now. I'm going through what I watched in November 2023. So if that sounds interesting to you, you care about my opinion on the 20 movies that I watched, stick around. First, I watched Five Nights at Freddy's. I streamed this on, I think it's on Paramount or Peacock, I don't know. But I was having trouble finding the time to get to the theater, so I streamed it. It was a little bit boring. I don't know the video game, and I am already a huge fan of Willy's Wonderland, so this just kind of fell flat. It wasn't really scary to me at all, so oh well. I gave Five Nights at Freddy's 2 stars. Next, I watched 2012's The Woman in Black. This is starring Daniel Radcliffe. It's based on the play that has been running in London for forever. I've seen it there. I've seen it in New York City. It's amazing. I love this. It's gothic horror. It's very atmospheric. It's spooky. Ghosts. Love it. I gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched The Hunger Games in preparation for the release of the prequel that was coming out later that month. My boyfriend had never seen the Hunger Games series, so that's going to be in this recap. I love the Hunger Games. I read all the books first before the movies were even being made. I think they're great. I gave this 5 stars. Next, I watched the movie Lost Girls. This is on Netflix. I gave it 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. This is kind of like a dramatic retelling of the Gilgo Beach murders on Long Island, where one mother was basically responsible for all of these women's bodies being found on this beach. There was a killer who was living there and killing women. And because they were mostly prostitutes and sex workers, they just didn't really care. So that was really interesting. I think Netflix is putting out a docuseries about the actual crime soon, because he was actually caught last year, finally. Because the police did a garbage job at this case, which I wish that didn't happen so often, but here we are. So watch out for that maybe this year. Yeah, next I watched Birth Rebirth on Shudder. This is another kind of like Frankenstein-esque story. This is starring Maren Ireland, who I love. I've seen her on stage so many times. A single mother and a childless morgue technician are bound together by their relationship to a little girl they have reanimated from the dead. It's very weird. Maren Ireland's character is very, yeah, odd. I don't have anything else to say about it. But I thought it was really good. Yeah, I wouldn't put it in the same category as like False Positive and like the other like birth horror movies, because it's really not about birth, because she's already alive. She's like 8 or something, or 10. Yeah. So then I went to go see It's a Wonderful Life in theaters, because it's a really beautiful movie to look at and I really enjoy it. It's a retelling of It's a Wonderful Life, and I interviewed the writer and director Michael Kennedy and Tyle McIntyre. So you can go listen to that right now. I gave this 3.5 stars. Next, I watched The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. I gave this 4.5 stars. I love this, especially like the final shot when they're telling her that District 12 no longer exists. Mwah. Then we watched The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. I gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd. Another, like, I just love these movies. Next, and finally, we watched The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. I give this 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Love this one. I don't have anything else to add. Then I finally showed my boyfriend The Conjuring, the original Conjuring from 2013. I give this 4 stars. It's very effective. I don't think my boyfriend really found it scary, but, you know, oh well. Next, I watched a series on Netflix, I believe, called Till Murder Do Us Part, Soaring vs. Haysom. This is about a college couple that were kind of obsessive about each other, and the guy went down and killed the girl's parents so that they could always be together. And there are lots of twists and turns, and I would really recommend it. I give this 5 stars. Next, we went to the theaters and we saw The Hunger Games: The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. This is the prequel. I read this book when it came out. Loved it. Very interesting. Lots of little callbacks, or call forwards rather, to the other movies. So I really liked it. I really liked the kid that played Snow. He was great. The actress who played Lucy Gray was great. She's from West Side Story. I love it. It dragged a little bit in the end. Like, there was a lot they needed to fit in, but, you know, what can you do? Next, we went to the theaters and we saw Thanksgiving. I gave this 3.5 stars. This is just a really solid slasher. I don't really have much else to say. I actually have never seen the trailer that they made for the movie Grindhouse, because I've never seen Grindhouse. So I want to look that up. And we're getting a second one, so that's great, because we need more Thanksgiving horror, because Thanksgiving is horrifying. Next, we watched Escaping Twin Flames. This is on Netflix, and it's about the Twin Flames cult. It's about a couple who built a spiritual business to help people find true love, and turns out they're not that nice, and they're kind of psychotic. So I would definitely recommend this. I think it's only 3 parts. Yeah. Then I watched Orphan First Kill. I love this movie. I love to rewatch it. I thought it had only come out in February of this year, but no, it was February of last year. What is time? Then I watched, oh, and let's see, Escaping Twin Flames, I gave 4 stars. Orphan First Kill, 4 stars. Next, I watched the movie Fear. I think this is on Peacock. It was about a writer who's researching fear, and he brings his friends to a cabin, and they each get to be terrorized one by one by their own worst fear. I think this had potential, but it kind of fell apart. I gave it 2 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched The Blackening, which I thought had a good start, but I think this is just a little bit too comedic, like comedy horror for me. Horror comedy is not often for me. I gave this 2 stars as well. I'm sorry. Next, I watched Baby Ruby. This is, it's Hulu. After welcoming Baby Ruby to her home, the tightly scripted world of lifestyle influencer Joe starts to unravel. As the increasingly sinister happenings mount, Joe is plunged into a waking fever dream where everyone is a threat and nothing is what it seems. I don't know how I feel about that summary, but this is basically about, it's turning postpartum depression into a horror movie, and Baby Ruby never stopped screaming, and I wanted to kill myself watching this movie. Yeah, we need to support mothers. I don't like kids, I don't want kids, but if you're going to decide to have them, let's please support you. I give this 2 stars on Letterboxd because I could just not take the screaming anymore. I wanted to watch it on mute. Next, I watched a documentary called Buried, the 1982 Alpine Meadows Avalanche. This is about a ski resort that had a massive avalanche despite their attempts to like get rid of the snow using explosives like on a regular basis. And I think 7 people died, and then one woman, they're trying to rescue one woman. So that was really interesting. I give that 4 stars because I didn't know anything about that. And that's why I don't go to ski resorts. Snow murder is not fun. And the last thing that I watched this month, I watched with my boyfriend. So we watched Gone Girl. I was really in the mood to rewatch this one. I gave it 5 stars on Letterboxd. He had never seen it. And he said, I'm glad I didn't see this when it came out because it would have made me all the more suspicious of women while dating. And I don't know, this movie is just great. I don't even like Ben Affleck, but I love this movie. So that is everything that I watched in the month of November. I've only watched one thing so far in December, but there will be a ton of Christmas movies. Let me know what Christmas movies you're watching in wherever you're listening to this. Go. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Who's There PC. You can check out our Patreon if you want to stay connected. The link to that will be in the show notes. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, horror movie recommendations, or you'd like to be a guest, shoot us an email at who's there pc@gmail.com. Until next time, stay scary and never ask who's there.